Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Okay, kids, welcome back. This is podcast number 2 for November 24, 2014. We're still talking about lessons learned from last week. So the fence people, okay, the dreaded fence people. So Josh came out last week. He's the guy that oversees the installers. Now, keep in mind, I paid Lowe's, like I said, a lot of money for this fence. I don't want to deal with installers. It's not that I think anything. It's just if you start having too many cooks in the kitchen, when you start having to tell your story to more than one person, have you ever called a department of any, like, whether it's Sears or Home Depot or JCPenney or whatever, 1,000 different stores, Apple, whatever it is, to try to get an answer? And hold, please. Or your utility company, gas, electric, cable. Hold, please. Let me put you through to that department. I need to get them on the phone because I can't answer your question. How frustrating is that? I mean, seriously, when you have to, how many times have you called and you had to give the same story, okay, the same story to 10 different people just to try to get some help? It's very, very frustrating. That's why I love being a solopreneur, because I know what I tell people. The only time there could even be one other entity involved in a communication with my company is through our support desk, where support tickets are answered. Sometimes I'm even in there, though, answering support tickets, especially if it's on a weekend. I'm hanging out. I got the time. I'll answer support tickets. But there is very few times, because I sell some high level. I'll have clients give me a check for $100,000, and I'll consult with them, and I'll work with them and coach them. You better be darn well sure that I'm the one, the main conduit of information. If you ever want to hack somebody off, start growing so big, or at least give the perception that you're growing big, and don't get back to people. Okay. The worst advice I ever got, and I've said this on my podcast before, you may or may not have heard it. The worst advice I've ever gotten at any point in time in going an entrepreneur, well, one of the worst pieces of advice is, Sam, you got to distance yourself from your frontline customer. You need to give the perception that you have a big company, that you have assistants, that their assistant, your assistants are the one that's getting back to them. And I'm like, really? And at the time, I mean, it kind of made sense because I hadn't really done anything in business. I mean, I hadn't really done much with my life or my business as far as Every Day is Saturday was concerned. So, hey, I mean, the thought of having an assistant who answers your emails and gets back to people and you pay them 10 bucks an hour, whatever it is, it adds another layer. It gives that perception, you know, that you're somebody. And then as I started to make a couple bucks and had a little bit of success, I thought, boy, that was really stupid advice. Why would I want to be more disconnected from my customers? Because most of my customers are awesome. Now, you get a few yahoos in there, like any. You sell something at a live event, you get somebody that stalks you for a refund because they didn't do what they needed to do. I just had that issue a while back. Individual bought my product 2 years ago. 2 years ago at a live event and wanted a refund. 2 years ago. What, 2 years ago, I was a complete, like, how much has your life changed in 2 years? I mean, I can't remember, like, 2 years ago seems like an eternity ago. And the individual wanted a refund. I'm like, are you out of your mind? I made the individual, give me everything you've done with the training that you purchased. You know, it wasn't cheap either. We're talking about thousands of dollars. Give me an example of everything you've done. Show me what you've done. And if it didn't work for you, I'll be more than happy. I'll refund it double. Couldn't do anything. Didn't do a damn thing. Yet they wanted a refund. Maybe they were going broke, needed the money. I have no idea. But going back into your purchases in the past 2 years to try to scam some kind of a refund from some individual, that's ridiculous. Now, that's one example. 99 out of 100 of customers that purchased my product, flat out awesome. I don't want to disconnect myself from these people. But the key in making individuals happy is you must over-deliver, or at least, at the very least, deliver what you say you're going to give the customer, all right? Because if not, you're setting yourself up for a whole heap of problems. So Josh came out. He runs the installation company. Now, I don't know Josh. I don't even know the installation company. I just know the people installing the fence. I know who they are, obviously. They're in my backyard putting a fence in. But I don't want to have communication with anybody other than the person I'm paying 10 grand to for the fence. You understand what I'm saying? You have to keep it very condensed, because what happens? You end up playing the telephone game. Well, so he said this to me, and he said that. I thought he said this, said that, said this, said that. Nobody knows what was said. You know, you got to keep the channel of communication tight. So when Josh came out, I said, hey, here's what he said that he shouldn't have said, but he said it anyway, so I'm going to hold him to it. When they cut my lines on Wednesday, when they cut the wire, the cable, they hit the gas line. We had that fire trucks were out here. I called 911. I mean, holy cow, it was crazy. He said, hey, this isn't a good way to start our relationship. I said, well, no, but I told him the same thing I just said on the last pod. I said, look, I'm an easy guy to get along with, all right? You seem like a good kid. And he wasn't. I'm older than him. I'm 46, so he must have probably been in his 30s. And he seemed like kind of a sharp cookie, but, you know, a little bit in over his head at this particular level. And I said, hey, I'm an easy guy to get along with, but you can't keep hitting my lines. I mean, I thought that was a minimum expectation. I said, by the way, how far is this going to put our project off? Because I'm traveling. I've got London, Palm Springs, and Orlando the next 3 weeks. That's why we scheduled it for this week so we could get the fence in. Because my wife has, you know, I didn't go into all this, but my wife goes to the hospital every day to see our daughter. And then we pick our kids up at school. We got a lot going on. I said, Josh, we got to get this done this week. He said, hey, here's what I know to be true. Okay. We work on the weekends. It's supposed to be close to 60 degrees in Cincinnati this weekend, which it was. And we'll be out here working. That much you can bet on. I said, oh, cool. You work on the weekends? Because I had to say, I said it twice more. You work on the weekends, right? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. We will be working, let me tell you something, we'll be working on this job this weekend. I said, wow, okay then. Well, hey, look, I mean, let's get going. All good. It's all good, man. It's all good. He should have never said that. Because guess what didn't happen this weekend? Nobody showed up. If you listen to the last show right before this, you know nobody showed up. Don't do that in your business. I know we all want to make the customer happy, and we all want to, we got a blank check. We just want to fill in the number, and we want to make sure everybody's happy. You're happy, I'm happy, everybody's happy. Nobody's happy when you make a promise, a commitment, because a promise is a commitment you make to yourself, okay? And then you bring that on to the customer, and then they're pissed off because you didn't follow up on that. And it has, what does it have? What kind of effect does that just have? The opposite, the complete opposite effect that you wanted to have happen in that situation just occurred. You wanted the customer to be happy, because I'm sure Josh is, and everybody, every other installer that works for Lowe's and Home Depot and any one of these big box stores, every one of the installers are rated for a customer satisfaction survey, I'm sure. And you're going to get low scores because you did what? You could have done 90% of the job right, but you made a promise and you didn't deliver on it. And that's going to hurt you. It's going to, it just, it doesn't, it's not worth it. What should he have said? Hey, I'm going to stay on top of this and we're going to get this done as fast as humanly. And if I would have pressed him and said, give me a date, I need a date. Say, look, let me get back to you on that. Let me just check the schedule. I will tell you this much. I will push back other jobs to get yours done. That's what I would have said if I was him. No date was communicated. No time, nothing. Just, I would just, and I would have felt good about that. I would have said, Josh, I appreciate that. Had he said, Sam, here's the deal. I don't know yet. I can give you a window, though. Let me just go back to the office because I got a lot of crews running, got a lot of jobs. This is just obviously way something I never expected to hit your gas line, your cable, and all this other stuff to get done. We still got to get the lines marked now, but I will look at the window, and then I will get back to you. Instead, it had the opposite of impact. Now I'm recording another two shows about it. Think about this. This is my sixth podcast on the fence installation. How had I not? Here's another lesson in business. You do something good, you know, people will, every now and again, if somebody were to ask me, hey, and let's say this was a knockout, bang up job and it was done great, somebody would have said, hey, who installed your fence? Lowe's? Would you use me? Yeah, absolutely. Give him a call. Great guy. Give Josh a call. Give Mark a call. You know, give Tina a call. Great people over there. Took care of me. What do you think I'm going to say now? Now, proceed with caution. I mean, I'm sure they do great jobs with fences, but they didn't do a great job with mine. When you go out and have steak at a good at a restaurant and it's really good, do you go out and tell everybody right away? Like, oh, an amazing steak. Oh, my God. It was fantastic. Oh, you got to go to DeShay's restaurant in Cincinnati. It was amazing. No, not really. But what if you go to the restaurant and you order a steak and you wanted it well done and it was cold, it was pink all the way through, and there was a bug on your plate and they had a sewer line burst inside the restaurant and it smelled horribly. What would you do? You'd go immediately all over the place. Do not go to that restaurant. Oh, my God. I was at Joe's restaurant today. Horrible experience. The food was late. It was cold. I ordered a steak. It was well done. It was pink in the middle. They busted a sewer line while I was there. They always messed up our drink, and they wouldn't take anything off the bill. You've seen those, right? People are much more inclined to talk about a negative experience than they are to talk about a positive one. True or true? That's just the way we're wired as society. So when you're out there running your business, you have every opportunity to make a customer happy at the beginning. Let me tell you, I've played the jerk role and I've played the nice role from being a solopreneur and being a business owner. Playing the nice role with, okay, let me just always make my qualification, with normal people. Okay, if somebody's just out, you can tell right away. If somebody just isn't happy and they just ain't happy, they're never going to be happy, and let them go rip you on the internet, and that's just, unfortunately, it's going to happen. Let me tell you, it will happen to you. You will give away the farm to a customer. You're going to give them an amazing credit, a great experience, even if they didn't deserve it, and they're still going to go rip you up and down on the internet. You can't control that, guys. You can't fix stupid, okay? You're not going to help. Doesn't matter. Now, most of the time, though, you take care of somebody up front, and it is beautiful. They thank you for it. You go above and beyond, and it's done, and you never got to deal with the situation again. Everybody's happy. You're happy. They're happy. Maybe you lost a few $100, but you didn't get any negative criticism as a result of it, and they're probably going to end up doing business with you again down the road. All right, so do not, please, do yourself a favor. Do not overpromise and underdeliver. It's always the opposite. Last podcast was follow-up. This one is over-delivering. Just give a great experience. Are you with me? Are you with me? With me? See you on the next show. Sam Crowley, everydayissaturday.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.